time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. And that's why you're restless and wicked. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store issuing a stern edict to his partner.
Listen. You heard me, Abner. That's what's got to be done, and that ends the subject right there.
Oh, now, Lum, I just can't do it. That's all there is to it. That Lum Clyde never meant to do
that. Don't mention that varmint's name around me again. This store just ain't big enough for me and him both. One of us has got to go. And I've made up my mind which one. Now, if you get busy and set the trap for him, and I want you to do it right away, or me and you are unsolving partnerships.
Well, Lum, it weren't Clyde now that done that.
I told you not to mention that name.
Well, it weren't you know whose fault, Lum. In the first place, I was the one that put him in that box. And in the second place, I never knowed that was the box that had Miss Emmeline's birthday present in it, Lum, honest.
Abner, we're all done discussing that.
Well, I tried to get you not to give her that present, Lum. I even offered to drop it up myself so that I could slip the mouse out of there before you give it to her, but no, you was in such a dad blame hurry.
Abner, we've been over all that 1,000 or 100 times. When she unwrapped that package and Clyde jumped out at her and she fainted, I made up my mind right then and there, Clyde has got to go.
Lum, Clyde wouldn't have done her no harm. She didn't need to faint.
Abner, when a woman sees a mouse, she's supposed to faint.
Oh.
And she does. It's the only ladylike thing to do. Good etiquette, I think.
Yeah, but Lum, Clyde's different.
As far as women are concerned, a mouse is a mouse no matter who he is.
Oh.
Get busy and set that mouse and try once more to get Miss Emmeline to listen to me. I've got to convince her that that weren't no trick I done on a purpose.
Well, Lum, ain't there no other way we can do this? Now, can't we just farm Clyde out somewhere till things blow over?
Abner, I've decided what we're going to do. Now, get busy and do it. I'm leaving now, and when I come back, I expect the deed to have been done.
Lum, now, you can't make me do this now. You just can't do it, Lum.
I'll see you later.
Oh, my goodness alive. Clyde. Clyde. Where are you at, Clyde? Come on out here. Lum's gone. Hey, Clyde, come on out here now, old fella. No, but I don't blame you for hiding. You must have heard Lum. Couldn't help it the way he's hollering around here. I tried to keep him quiet. I never wanted you to hear it. I'll tell you, Clyde, this is the terriblest thing I ever been through in my whole life. I'd give anything I've got if I didn't have to go through with it. You know that, don't you, Clyde? I don't want to do this, old
hey,
boy.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, what is it, Clyde?
Oh, it ain't Clyde. It's me, Cedric.
Huh? Oh, doggish, Flamingo. I thought you was Clyde. Excuse me, Cedric.
Well, Clyde's got one ear that flops down.
Yeah, Cedric, I can see the difference now. I just never looked up.
Well, who was you talking to? Can Clyde talk?
Oh, doggish, that's right. No, what's the matter with me? It's a tore up. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm glad you're here, Cedric. I've just got to have somebody I can talk to.
Yeah, I'd be better than him, because I don't think he can talk.
No, Cedric, this is the worst thing I've ever been up again.
Oh, you mean Mr. Lum's still mad at you about yesterday?
Mad ain't the word for it, Cedric. He's given me my final orders about Clyde.
You mean?
That's right, Cedric. Mm. I've got to set a T-R-A-P fine.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I've got to do, Cedric.
Oh. What is that you got to say?
T-R-A-P.
Oh.
This is terrible. Me, his best friend, too.
T-R-A-P, is that what you said?
I'll never be able to look that poor little fella straight in the eye again. Not never.
T-R-A-P.
I can tell you one thing. I'm going to use a 10-cent trap on him. Not going to use one of them little old cheap 5-cent things. Nothing but the best for Clyde.
Don't sound like a hard one, does it?
What are you talking about,
Cedric? Don't tell me. I'll get it. I ain't as stupid as I think I am.
Well, I reckon I might as well go ahead with it. Waiting ain't going to make it no easier.
No. tried waiting. I don't believe we've taken up that word yet at school. Could you help me out just a little bit, Mr. Abner?
Cedric, I can't help you with your schoolwork. I'm too grief-struck to think about anything like this. Let's see here now. Let me look these over. Cedric, you think this one here is the prettiest one? See, they're them wire kind where the mouse goes in here and can't get out.
What have you got to... Oh, a trap.
Yeah, not so loud, Cedric.
Then what are you going to do with that?
I told you I've got to set it for twice.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Oh, that's terrible. That's awful.
It's worse than that, Cedric.
Oh, you can't do that, Mr. Abney. You oughtn't to do that to a close friend.
Cedric, don't say that. You're just making it worse for me.
Well, that's awful. You've got me upset to where I never will think of that word now.
What word, Cedric?
T-R-A-P.
That's trap.
Come on.
That spells trap, Cedric.
Well, I'll be doggone. That's the same as that other, ain't it?
Huh?
Mr. Abner, I ain't going to let you do that. Clyde might be your friend, but I've come to love him myself, too.
I told you I don't want to do it, Cedric. It's Lum. He's put the pressures on me. If I don't do it, me and Lum is all done as partners. Naturally, I don't want that to happen.
It does put you in a bad spot, though.
Oh, worst spot I've ever been in, Cedric.
Glad I ain't you.
I wish I weren't me, too.
What are you going to use for bait?
I don't know. I just hate to think about it.
Cheese?
Oh, Lomi, no, that's the one thing Clyde don't like is cheese.
Mouse don't like cheese?
Not Clyde. I think he lost his appetite for it that time he got in that other trap a long time ago and I let him go. That was baited with cheese. Good. He just ain't got no use for that stuff at all. If you want to keep Clyde away from something, just put some cheese by it, and I doggy he won't even come near it.
That's the cutest thing I ever heard of.
Well, that's cute. But that's what I've always said about Clyde. He's different.
What are you going to use for bait, then?
Well, let me see.
Peanut butter sandwiches?
No, of course not, Cedric.
I know if I was a little bitty mouse, that's what I'd like. A little peanut butter sandwich. Chunk style. Chunk style. See, there's two different kinds of peanut butter. Plain and chunk. The chunk has chunks in it. The plain's just plain. No chunks.
Well, I ain't going to use peanut butter, Cedric.
Well, I used to favor the plain, but now I'm more of a chunk man.
I reckon maybe I better use licorice.
Licorice candy, you mean?
Yeah, that's Clyde's favorite vittle. Ain't no one thing he loves better than licorice.
Well, I like them, too.
Yeah, Cedric, get a few sticks of licorice out of the candy counter there, and I'll get some more of these traps here.
Yes, well, can I get some licorice for me, too?
I don't care, Cedric, as long as you don't get in the trap to do it.
How many traps you going to set?
Oh, I don't know. Old Lum bought a couple of boxes of them the other day. Looks like there's hundreds of them here.
Here's some made like little pipes.
Trap, Cedric?
No, licorice.
Oh, thought Lum had bought some more.
You ain't got enough licorice here to set all them.
Well, I ain't aiming on setting them all, just maybe five or six of them, Cedric.
Well, here, this ought to be enough licorice then.
Yeah, that'll do.
There's some left over.
Yeah, grab yourself, Cedric. Don't eat it all. We got to have enough for the trap. But take
I like
some.
To make off like I'm chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's all right, Cedric, but not now. Get some of them traps out of the box right there and start setting them. Help me, Cedric.
You know, Mr. Abner, there was a time when I didn't know which way I was going to go, plain or chunk.
Dog, as I'm so nervous, I can hardly do this. Look at my hand shape. I couldn't keep my hand steady if they was pinned down to the ground with croquet wickets.
There's a couple of them baited. Now, where do you want them set?
Any place. Better put one there, that little hole in the wall, I reckon. Bless his little heart. There's another, and you can set someplace, Cedric.
You know, this is sad work, Mr. Abner.
I'm trying not to think what we're doing.
Reckon which one of these will get him. Hope it's one you set, not me.
Cedric, now don't say such things. Don't even think about such things, Cedric.
That blame everything.
Oh, Lomi, you back, Lom. I thought you was going over to talk to Miss Emmeline.
Talk to her? She won't even let me in the schoolhouse. And it's all your fault, too. You and that dadgum little Clyde varmint.
Don't you call him a varmint now, Lom.
I'm liable to call him worse than that if we ain't shut of him by sundown. Have you set them traps yet?
We've got a few of them around. There's one there, and there's one by the cracker barrel over there.
Well, it's a good thing. Wait a minute. What have you got them things baited with?
Licorice.
slick.
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh?
Oh, you can't pull no stunt like that on me, and you ought to know it, too.
What do you mean, stunt?
Listen, I ain't as ignorant as I know that you think I am. No, I know what you're up to. No mouse ain't going to eat no licks, and you know it.
Oh.
You're just trying to keep Clyde away from them traps, but you ain't going to get away with it.
Mom, he likes licks.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Cedric, get me that 5-pound slab of cheese off the counter there, and we're going to bait up 100 of them traps, not just 5 or 6. And you're going to help me do it, too, Abner Peabody. It's me or that mouse. You've got to choose between.
Well, don't holler. I'm willing to help you.
Huh?
Here, here, give me that cheese, Cedric. I'll bait them things.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. How do you like that, Cedric? When it comes right down to it, old Abner chooses me like I knowed he would. Then just look at the size chunks of cheese he's putting on them things. If that ain't a mark of true friendship, I'll put in with you.
Well, it looks like everything is going to be all right for Abner and his little friend. That is, unless Clyde suddenly decides to change his diet. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.